I'm glad to welcome you as we gather to hear the word, pray the word, sing the word, and be filled with the word, to go out full of the word. A couple of announcements. First of all, greetings to guests. We're glad to have you here with us tonight. And I think it's a good idea to have guests, so encourage people. Judy, you had an announcement.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me okay? Well, I just wanted to tell you all that for Pastor Dave's memorial giving to the building fund, already we've raised over $11,500 just in his memorial towards the building, and it's still coming in. So I just feel like we're so blessed that people loved him that much that they continue to support our church on behalf of him. And also, I wanted to check to thank all of the people that have been working up there at the land, because we had a service there last week that was, I can't even describe it. I know some of you all were there. It was wonderful, and the energy and all that was there. For instance, the audio system went out, so we didn't have a piano to help us. We sang a cappella, and we didn't make people get up and leave the church. So it was an amazing service, but I did want to thank everybody and just tell you all, we're so blessed to have us, our church family. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. We gather and worship as we live in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as you're able for our gathering hymn. Face our fears and our dreamings. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
We pray. Richly inspire us, O Lord, to consider and accomplish what you see is good. For we know that we cannot live without you, but that with you we shall prevail. And so we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for the hearing of the word.
Our first reading tonight comes from various verses in Leviticus chapters 18 and 19. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes, You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. And when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap your field right up to the edge, neither shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyard bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes in your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, you shall not deal falsely, and you shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of the hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the righteous, to the great. But in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our song this evening is Psalm 41, and we will read it responsively. Happy are those who consider the poor and needy.
The Lord will deliver them in the time of trouble.
The Lord preserve them and keep them alive so that they may be happy in the land.
He does not hand them over to the will of their enemies.
The Lord sustains them on their sickbed
and ministers to them in their illness.
I said, Lord, be merciful to me.
Heal me, for I have sinned against you.
My enemies are saying wicked things about me.
When will he die and his name perish?
Even if they come to see me, they speak empty words.
Their heart collects false rumors. They go outside and spread them.
All my enemies whisper together about me
and to devise evil against me.
A deadly thing, they say, has fastened on him.
He has taken to his bed and will never get up again.
Even my best friend, whom I trusted, has broke bread with me.
Has lifted up his heel and turned against me.
But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up.
And I shall repay them.
By this I know that you are pleased with me.
That my enemy does not triumph over me.
In my integrity, you hold me fast.
And shall set me before your face forever.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
From age to age. Amen. Amen.
Our epistle reading tonight comes from Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from this, the day that we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a worthy manner of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise as we sing the gospel acclamation. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And behold, a lawyer, meaning a Torah scholar, stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He, Jesus, said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he, the lawyer, answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he, the injured man, was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Would you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in the Spirit's consolations through Christ. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And all God's people say, Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. As you've looked in your bulletin and as you've heard Lee read the first reading and as you've seen the projection on the screen, did you notice that word Lord in the caps? Often it's a big cap and a smaller cap. It represents, almost always, it represents the Hebrew word Yahweh, which is one of the names for God, YHWH, the sacred tetragrammaton. And as you heard that gospel, and it is gospel, because it is God's good news, even though it's Old Testament, as you heard that word, you had heard word about who God is and who, therefore, we are. I am the Lord your God. I am Yahweh your God. Don't do as they did in Egypt whence you came. Don't do as in Canaan where you're headed. Live by my word, not by anything else. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. I am Yahweh your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he, I'll add, or she, shall live by them. I am the Lord. In the succeeding verses that Lee skipped over, because there'd be quite a few otherwise, 37 of them in chapter 19, God speaks to Moses and says, tell the whole congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I am holy. I, the Lord your God, am holy. I remember pushing my dad especially, not pushing him physically, but pushing him with words. Do you remember testing the boundaries with your parents? I remember asking my dad, why? Or why not? And I remember very clearly, my dad said, because of who we are, we do this, or we don't do this. Identity flows out into action. What throughout Scripture is often in Hebrew referred to as halak, he walked. The way we walk is the nature of our faith. You shall not steal, you shall not reap your field to its edge. Leave the gleanings for those in need. How many of you have gleaned? I did. I had so much fun, I only did it once. You gotta be hungry if you're gonna go gleaning. You will not oppress your neighbor or rob him. You shall not curse the deaf or cause the blind to stumble. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, where your actions come from. There are restrictions about livestock and behavior and planting a tree. 3 years, you can't eat anything that it may bear. The fourth year, you still can't eat it because that harvest goes to God. And the fifth year, then you can start eating the yield of a tree. Do not turn to mediums or necromancers. Don't make yourself unclean. Stand up before the gray head, respect your elders, and honor the face of an old man, old woman. Fear the Lord, I am your God. We don't like commandments, do we? Martin Luther, not just by accident, put the Ten Commandments first in his small catechism after he toured Saxony in Germany. Came back saying people live like swine. And he grumbled about that one pastor who couldn't even say the Lord's Prayer. He put the Ten Commandments first to remind us this is what God says, and it's not what I do. I have a lot of reason to confess my sin. Luther was right. I sometimes worry about settings like we have this morning where we really don't have a confession and forgiveness. We don't need one. It's a relatively late addition to liturgy, and it was kind of used as a pre-service. But I need it, just like I need to wash my hands before I eat. Do a few of you wash your hands? Yeah. Our Lord speaks to people who need guidance, who need to hear that we're called to obedience. We hear in Deuteronomy 6, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And then it goes on to say, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. The first of those two commandments. And we have in our Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18 reading, the other commandment. Called to love your neighbor. Okay, you have to love somebody. No, it's not a command to feel something. It's a call to action. It's halakhic. It's walking. I may not like you. That's always an option. I'd be a stupid one. But I'm called to act love. That's really where it counts, when it isn't easy. When we are called to act in ways I don't want to. But you're not teenagers anymore. Some of us are pre-teenagers. They have parents. That helps them not act behave like teenagers. We're called to live as adults, as faithful adults. As the Lord called through Moses in Deuteronomy, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, all the stuff God said do and don't, you shall live and multiply, and God will bless you. And if your heart, your choices, turn away, and you will not hear, and hear has to do with action, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today you shall perish. Choose life, Moses says, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life. Our Colossians reading so wonderfully gathers together a discussion about faith in chapter 1. We have something about the past. He, the Father, has delivered us from the domain of darkness, from sin, death, and the power of the devil, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. God did the heavy lifting. And by the way, God continues to lift heavy stuff, but I'm going to talk about that for now in terms of the past. God continues to bring us salvation. But this is God's action. This is gospel. And therefore, Paul writes, we've heard of your faith and of the love you have for all the saints. We heard about your action. And Paul goes on to exhort them to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit, and that doesn't talk about vegetables and fruit, but meaning a harvest, in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Talking about the present, and pointing to the future, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. First part God has done and does and will do. The last part is the easy part in one sense, as long as we don't lose sight of it. But the middle part is for me the difficult part. It has to do with my action right now. It has to do with my action loving God with my whole self and loving neighbor as I love myself. We so rarely love with our whole self. We are very much Greco-Roman rationalist Gnostics. We may love with our heads. We may have feelings, but to love with the whole self, that's not a reflex. Faith or trust is an action verb. To do neighboring is an action verb. To love God is an action verb. And we usually try and split this apart. It's so easy to be the hypocrite who goes to worship services and then Monday through Friday, live a different life. Or maybe not be that gross, just lead a thoughtless life. Do you begin your day with a brief devotion? Good idea, it helps me remember whose I am and who I am. Do you end your day with a brief devotion? It's a good idea. I also like Luther's evening prayer. We separate parts of me. We separate my religious life from my walk. And God won't tolerate any of that. And he won't tolerate me separating myself from others. It's not easy being a part of communion, of fellowship, because it takes time, it takes energy. You who are married, you know about that, don't you? It doesn't just come natural. By my count, my wife has been through 122 different cycles of accepting her situation and then asking why I don't love her because I don't come and take her home. And after 122 cycles, I finally found a good way to deal with that. I'll blame the Holy Spirit. I had her write down in the back of her journal, "I don't know where I am. I don't know why I'm here. Doctors can't fix me." And slowly had her write a few other things. It's there in her own handwriting. And she doesn't fight me as a result or blame me. And I'm glad. I'd rather not fight with somebody who's sick. That's often our situation with neighbors, with the people around us. And if we're nice people, a few of you are Minnesota nice, right? That doesn't mean you're being faithful. Nice people usually are gentle. But notice what Jesus said to that scripture scholar. He said, "Go and do likewise. Go and be merciful." Now, I'm stuck with Kathy because I said I do and I do. And she's stuck with me because she said I do and she does too. And we're stuck with each other by the blood of Christ. Christ signed a contract with us in his blood on the cross. And I no longer belong just to myself, however convenient it may seem at times. But I'm a part of Jesus, and so are you. And we are that one body that Margene was playing, one bread, one body. And as part of that body, we are called to show the same mercy that Jesus Christ has given you and me. Didn't see much of Mr. Rogers when he was on. But I like that line, won't you be my neighbor? I think, though, the more difficult question is, will I be the neighbor? Because it's so easy to be nice and not talk about why. We do love, but we don't say Jesus. So, people think I'm nice. Boy, are they wrong. But I want to do good things because Jesus Christ is my Lord. And it's time I tell people, anything good that happens, it's blame it on Jesus. Bad comes by me. Good is through the blood of Christ. Jesus told that story as a rabbi often would. Let me tell you a story. So often people were mugged coming from Jerusalem. And they always come down, even if it was an upgrade. You always talk about coming down from Jerusalem. And it was a dangerous place. Good place for people to hide and do evil. And a priest who needed to be clean passed the guy by after he was mugged. And the other religious man, a Levite, passed by. The usual story in Jesus' day went. The guy from Bethlehem, a layman, worldly woman, came by and did the right thing. But Jesus chose something disgusting. The closest thing I can think of would be the neighborhood drug dealer. This Samaritan came by, and he did everything he could to help that person get healed up. 2 days' wages he gave and promised more. Who proved to be a neighbor? And the man, I'm sure reluctantly, the scripture scholar said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus says, go and be merciful. Today, we hear the mercy of our Lord in the good news of the Old Testament and the epistle and the gospel. Today, we eat and drink the good news, which is Jesus' body and blood. And we're called to go out. Not just acting Minnesota nice, but being merciful and letting people know that it is the mercy of Jesus coming through me and you, coming through us, a life everlasting. And all God's people say, Amen. Please rise as you are able, as we sing the hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Please be seated as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And now let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, by the power of your Spirit, grant us knowledge of your will, a right understanding of your word, and wisdom in following Christ Jesus so that we may in all times and in all places have the eyes to see our neighbors and the courage to serve them in your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Life-giving God, the one who made the sun, moon, and stars, who gives light and warmth to all creatures, help us to be good neighbors to those who live in places of extreme heat, that find the need to find relief for cool refreshment. We pray especially for those among our children who are the most vulnerable, the elderly, the sick, and the young. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of peace, be present through the labors of relief workers and peacekeepers to protect and care for those who live in places where war or violence is a daily reality. Help community and national leaders to strive for justice and peace in all places. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate God, grant comfort and consolation to those who live with uncertainty and anxiety. Be the healing balm of reconciliation for those suffering broken relationships, and be the strength of those who are ill or suffering. Now we pray especially for those in need, who we name in our hearts and aloud. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we pray for the call committee. We pray for the Congregation Council here at Emmanuel. We pray for our lives as your people of Emmanuel. Loving Father, into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good God, ever, ever.
we use the exchanges spoken, and I'll be speaking the bulk of the formal preface of the communion liturgy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with the church on earth and the armies of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, our Maker and Redeemer and Healer. In the harmonious world of your creation, the plants and animals, the seas and stars were whole and well in your praise. When sin had scarred the world, you sent your Son to heal our ills and to form us again into one. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "All of you drink of it. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering our Lord, we pray as he leads us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Please open the wafer portion of the package. And after you've opened it, and you may need to help your neighbor, please go ahead and eat the wafer. The body of Christ given for you. Please open the liquid part of the package. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. And please drink it. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. And all God's people say, Amen. We pray. Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we be filled with the power of his endless life now and forever. And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
We sing our hymn, Lord, You Give the Great Commission. Peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.